The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, and a good Friday morning. This is 1380 WPHM, and Paul Miller is off today. Caleb Gordon filling in. You've been hearing in the news this week that this is Rail Safety Week, not just here in Michigan, although there's some events taking place here in our state, but across the country, and raising awareness about safety at railroad crossings and that sort of thing. So I figured it'd be a good time to welcome in a guest that we've talked to on, I'd say, about an annual basis for the past few years now, John Rickoff, President and CEO of the Lake State Railway Company. John, welcome back to WPHM. Good morning.
Thank you, Caleb. Glad to be back.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. Before we talk about rail safety, I just want to get the bad news out of the way first. And strangely enough, we set up this interview well in advance of news which came out this week about the Dunn Paper Mill here in Port Huron, one of your customers here in Port Huron on the Lake State Railway branch here. Coming out and joining the likes of our other paper mill here in town, and that is unfortunately going out of business. John, I know this is still pretty new news with the dust still kind of settling on what all this means for both the city of Port Huron and for your company, John, but they were a pretty good customer of yours, were they not?
Correct. They were a good customer, and we always appreciate good customers. A little shocking to us, a little bit of a surprise. We're hopeful that, you know, maybe something can change. I don't know. We don't know enough of the details at the moment, but, you know, our hope would be that possibly somebody else could take over the mill and start it back up, but we'll see.
Yeah, that obviously being an institution in Port Huron for nearly 100 years, and the former Domtar Mill has been in the community for over 100 years when that closed in a similar fashion earlier last year. Lake State Railway owns and operates, I guess you don't own it, you lease that line here in Port Huron, but you've been running that for several years now, serving both of those aforementioned mills.
That's correct. Been good business for us over there, even with the loss of Domtar earlier. We did choose to stay and continue to pursue new business opportunities, and we've had some success. We continue to work on multiple different things that mostly would get transloaded with our other good customer, CDW, and we, you know, hope that we can develop enough business to keep us in business there. And we had to modify our schedules and so forth, and it has worked out reasonably well, but, you know, Dunn, again, was a significant piece of what we're doing over there at the moment, so.
Yeah, I'm just curious, if nothing does happen industrial-wise with either of those two sites, what do you see the future of that railroad line being? And, you know, we all recognize it as the one going under the Blue Water Bridge and the drawbridge over the Black River, too. What may or may not happen to that in either the near or long-term future?
Well, our hope is that we can find other business to continue doing enough business on the line to keep it open. And, you know, with old mills like this and the fact that they've been in business so many years and, you know, yes, the world has changed and, yes, it's more competitive, but nonetheless, paper products are still in high demand, and you know, with the people out in the world that are buying online, they obviously need cardboard. Well, it's a little different. The two mills there weren't making a brown paper per se. They were making more specialty products, and that has its own little niche in the marketplace. So somebody's got to produce it, and somebody's got to be able to produce it competitively. So, you know, our hope is that somebody will find a need for one of those plants maybe in the future, and they'll open back up. But in the meantime, we'll continue to look for other business that we can secure and do on the line. There's as I said, the transloading that occurs with CDW, and we've looked at a number of different products. And I mean, if I laid some of those out there, I hesitate to lay them out there, but you would probably be amazed at all the different things we've looked at and the potentials that exist. And I'll lay a couple out, I guess, just in fairness. But, you know, we've done some lumber through the facility. We've looked at tomato paste coming through the facility. We've looked at a number of other things that could actually help somebody else. And that's really what we do in our business. We're like a middleman that's there just to help somebody secure something at a more reasonable cost. So we'll continue to do that and hope that we can generate enough business to keep ourselves alive there.
And you guys have been very innovative too. We're talking to John Rickoff from Lake State Railway. He's the president and CEO. Lake State has been growing, expanding in the state of Michigan, now a footprint that reaches from pretty much from Plymouth down in the Detroit metro all the way up to Alpena and Gaylord in the northern lower peninsula. This year's biggest news story is the fact that there's been a change in ownership of Lake State Railway. Has been owned by the late Jim George's family since inception. And now you guys have been sold or have partnered with Anton Infrastructure Partners. John, could you tell us a little bit more about what that partnership looks like?
Sure. The George family, who had founded the railroad back in 1992, looked at different things and decided that it was a good time for them to exit the business. And so we went out, did a very extensive program looking and talking with multiple different, mostly infrastructure funds, to see about, you know, partnering with them. And in the end, the company was sold to Anton Infrastructure Partners. And they really, we view it still as a partnership, even though they're the owners. They're here backing us, pushing us, helping us continue on that growth path and access to funds that we did not have as a privately held company. So, again, that part is very exciting for us. We're very early on into that, but we've just had, you know, great feelings about it from day one and still have that. It's a little different. Pretty easy when it's a family-owned business to, you know, decide you're going to do this and or do that. But in this case, good for us because we have the talent here and the capability to do more. So they're going to push us, and we're excited about that.
John Rickoff is the president and CEO of Lake State Railway, which is now part of the Anton Infrastructure Partners Group, and they own, I keep saying own, but I guess you guys lease that line here in Port Huron. And the reason why we brought you on the show, not just to talk about what's going on in Port Huron and throughout the Lake State Railway System, but to bring a little awareness to railroad safety. This is Rail Safety Week. And, you know, we see those lines underneath the Blue Water Bridge. In Thomas Edison Parkway, you know, I see people who like to walk along the lines and that sort of thing. But this week is really about bringing awareness to trespassing, railroad safety, grade crossings. And at the end of the day, we don't want to see anyone get hurt. And that's kind of why you guys are sounding, I guess, sending out the reminder to not play around those railroad tracks.
Yes, I mean, it's in the saying that I like to do the most is stop, look, listen, and live. And that's been around as long as I can remember in our industry. It's really simple if you stop and think about it. And when you come to a grade crossing, in particular one that does have a stop sign or some type of stop indication, whether it's flashing lights or whatever, you need to be doing exactly what that says, stop, look, listen, and live. And why? Well, every railroad grade crossing is different. Every railroad grade crossing may have different speeds. Every railroad grade crossing has different visibility. things change. On our railroad in particular, we're upgrading line segments from lines that we operated at 10 miles an hour. We're now going 25. We have some that we're going 25. We expect to be going 40 on. That's a change, and we do put out notices at those crossings, but not everybody goes over them on a daily basis. So you really need to heed the warning that there could be a train coming, and don't ever expect it to come at the same time every day. They don't. Typically, they don't. And don't expect them to be operating necessarily at a slow speed, because a lot of these lines in our state, they're operating at a pretty good clip. And, 50 or 60, 70 miles an hour is probably not an uncommon. 110 miles an hour for the Amtrak trains in the state. So, 110 miles an hour is pretty fast. And 60 miles an hour is pretty fast. And they need to understand that the industry, the locomotives that we use are very unforgiving. They're built, they're heavy. The train that they're pulling can be extremely heavy. So any little impact of a car at a crossing obviously does hardly anything to the train in most fashion or most times. So it's really something that we want to push. We continue to push it. And we will as long as I'm involved. And I think it doesn't matter who succeeds me someday, they're going to think the same way.
Yeah, I'm sure with all of your experience and tenure in the railroad industry, you've probably seen, at least heard of, if not seen firsthand, a lot of really bad crashes that could have been avoided.
Yeah, absolutely. They could be avoided. You're hitting on the key element there. And that's why we beg people to pay attention to a railroad crossing. Don't just think it's a little bump in the road, because it's more than that. Something could be there and can be there faster than you can even imagine.
And the other thing is the trespassing aspect. And I alluded to the fact that I always, seems like every time I drive under the Blue Water Bridge, I see someone trespassing on your railroad tracks. But, if you have, you think that, you could definitely spot a train coming, but sometimes if you got earphones in, headphones on, or whatever, you might not even hear a train coming.
Yeah, unfortunately, way too many cases every year across our country are exactly that, trespassers wearing some type of headphones. Despite how loud a train horn is and despite how loud a locomotive it might be roaring, people tend to get hit because they've got headphones on and they don't hear it. Really a sad thing. It is private property. We don't want people on there. If we catch people on, we're going to ask them to get off of the property. People look at it as a public right-of-way in many cases. It might be an easier route to get from A to B by just following the tracks. Believe it or not, in my career, I ran into a guy walking down the railroad right away. We were high railing. We stopped. We talked to him. And he said, well, what's the quickest way to the next town? Well, he was right, but he was where he shouldn't have been. And actually a fairly busy segment of track. So we asked him to get out of there. I'm hoping that he did. Looked like he was going to, but, we went down the track. He could have easily come right back there and not honored what we asked, but we really frown on it. It's a dangerous place to be. It's, as Hunter Harrison, the great Hunter Harrison, one of the famous leaders in our industry, would tell you, it's not a dangerous industry, but it's an unforgiving industry.
Mm.
And it couldn't be better said than that.
John Rickoff, president and CEO of Lake State Railway. They operate several railroad lines here in Michigan, including one right here in our own backyard in Port Huron. I guess finally, in closing here, John, and I appreciate your time with us, as always, on the WPHM Morning Show. I saw some photos recently that Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg paid a visit to your operation, your headquarters, if you will, in Saginaw. What did the Secretary of Transportation want to see from you guys, and what did you learn from his visit?
Well, it was an interesting thing. It was a phone call that we got from Representative Dan Kildee, who we know well, who's been very supportive of the rail industry, and asked us if we would provide a tour for the Secretary. And we said certainly, and it happened to coincide with a week that they were going to announce the award of CRISI grants, which we have been successful on two of those in the past couple of years. And I was hoping that it meant that we were going to be successful on a third, although we weren't. But basically, we brought Secretary in and gave him a tour of all of our facilities here in Saginaw. So he was able to firsthand ask questions of people like our dispatchers, went into the locomotive shop, got a pretty significant tour, saw all kinds of different parts and how locomotives, learned how locomotives operate and so forth. So it was really good to have him here. And then he did a press conference on our property right following our tour, where he announced the CRISI grants being awarded for the last year. And, you know, it's a wonderful program. It's extremely helpful to somebody like us who has a lot of track that, for whatever reason throughout the years, didn't get enough maintenance put to it, and particularly enough rebuilding to it, allow it to handle the kind of car loadings that occur today and the heavier weights at 286,000 gross pounds. And so we've now got our whole railroad up to 286,000 pounds basically because of that program. So we were very excited to have him here, excited that he could come and make that announcement on our property. And, you know, having been a two-time recipient of the CRISI grants, it was pretty cool.
So, well, and we are excited about what the future holds for Lake State Railway, John. And we'll be watching from both closely here in Port Huron and from afar to see what is next for you guys. I will say that if anyone can drum up some new business, seems to be your team there at Lake State Railway. So we'll be eagerly anticipating to see what comes next. John, and of course, another reminder, Rail Safety Week, stop, look, listen, live, as you said, and stay off those tracks, guys. Be safe out there. John, anything else you want to add in the last closing minutes of our...
The only thing, I hope that next time we get an opportunity to talk, Caleb, that we can talk about something great happening in Port Huron. So
let us know when you...
that's the case.
When you land that next next big contract or next big deal, please let us know. We would be glad to celebrate it with you.
Sounds
John.
Good.
John Rickoff, President and CEO of Lake State Railway, joining us on the WPHM Morning Show. My name is Caleb Gordon, and this is 1380 WPHM.